Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Schus for Rabbi Rossi Sheyichyu. We are continuing our series of Shiurim on Yonah Tefillah. It's based on the Torah Reign of Rabbeinu, Hakohen Rav Moshe Zatzal. And it should also be a special Schus for Zchaya Chevet Fega Bas Michal Dispasia, Sar Shachole Yisrael, Enishmas Neli Bas Yaakov. We're discussing the union of Geshamim. It says in Brachas, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim B'Tchias HaMeisim B'Sheilu B'Brachas HaShanim. That we mention Gvuras Geshamim, Mashi Baruch Amar HaGeshem, in the Brach of Tzuhat M'Chai Meisim, and She'ela, and we ask for rain, B'Sein Talamot of the Bracha, in B'Brachas HaShanim, Baruch HaShanim. Beginning of Tainus, we learn Me'masim Maskirin Gvuras Geshamim, V'Yazir Amim Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag. When do we start mentioning saying Mashiv Ruach? Rabbi says from the first day of Sukkot. Yeshua says from the last day of Sukkot. And the Gemara says Tana Hecha Koydik Tana Mimas. Where's the Tana going on? What is he referring to? When he says from when do we mention rain? Who says we mention it Bechlal? But the Gemara says the Mishnah is assuming that you mention rain at a certain point. Upon him, the very din that we have to mention, Gvuras Geshamim, is pashut in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, and is pashut the Chazal, that you have to be Mishavech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashiv Baruch Hu Marad HaGeshem, and you have to ask for this rain. That's a Milsa de Peshitta. The Gemara says, Minolan de Betfila. Apparently, the question of the Gemara is, where do I know that this has to Gedavka be Mishtalev, it has to be incorporated in the Seder HaTfila? She'ela has to be in Birchas Hashanim, and Gvura has to be in Tchias HaMesim. Maybe it's Dabar Bifnei Atzmo. It's not Chelik Miseder HaTfila. It's very difficult to understand the Shaila of the Gemara. The Mefarshim already have this difficulty. Why would we assume that it shouldn't be part of the Tfila? בוודאי, זה צריך להיות חלק מסדר התפילה. את גבורות הגשמים, we mention among the other גבורות של הקדוש ברוך הוא. את הגיבור לא עולם השם. Talk about גבורות השם. So, as part of the גבורות השם, we're going to mention that he brings down rain. So the Gemara brings a pasuk, that's גבורות הגשמים is rain. That's גבור and rain. It's pashut that it has to be part of the Seder HaTefillah. And the Gemara answers the Kasha. And the Gemara says, "V'san yelavat Hashem lekech lo dov chol avavchem ezev avot shebelev aviyom ezev tefillah. K'siv basrei v'nasati b'tahar tzichem b'ito yorah malkosh." So we have a special din, especially Alfusa, since it says, "Will Avdei b'chol avavchem." Avodah shebelev is tefillah. Then afterwards it talks about rain, "Nasati b'taharetz lechem b'ito." If we have to mention it as part of the tefillah, in the context of tefillah. Ve'al tzich gilui miyuchad, she'azkara zot tzicha liyot dafka b'tefillah. Tzich l'shtalev b'eizu ofen shu b'seder ha'tefillah. But if that, we wouldn't have to mention it in Tefillah Adarab. Since in the Gemara there's a reason not to mention it in the Tefillah, then that requires an explanation. Why isn't Pasha Lechatchila to mention? Of course, in Tefillah, so you mention the Gvuras of Hashem, so you're going to mention the rain also. Find another din. Shatfilah Zot Me'akevet. Somebody who doesn't mention Gvuras Gesham Tchias HaMesim. He's not shown the Birchas Hashanim as the daven again. So if you miss it in Birchas Hashanim, Barech Aleinu, you can say it in Shema Tefillah. Rak Opanim, if you miss the whole thing, you have to daven again. And this din is special for Geshamim, but lo ne'amar b'mi she'mashmit tefillah pratit acheret. לפחות בהזכרת הגבורות בתחיית המתים, שם פשוט שמי שמשמיט את אחד מהשפחים, סומך נופלים ורופא חולים, עתיר אסורים, יוצא יסקיפ. מה עתיר אסורים? יסקיפ סומך נופלים. It's מפורש in the פוסקים. You don't have to daven again. That shevach is not ma'akev. Hashem came to Gvuras Kishamim. If you skip the rain, it's ma'akev. Why is that? Now this is in Halach Lamaisa, because based on what we're knowing in Eretz Yisrael, we say in Eretz Yisrael, Morid Atal. Poskim say, if you mention Morid Atal, you don't have to go back. Even if you didn't say Mashiv Ruach Morid Geshem. Koponim, Haskaris Morid Atal is not a chova. It's a minig. Somebody must omitted Morid Atal in the summer. So he doesn't have to daven again. Somebody who meant doesn't say Mashiv Ruach Morid Geshem, and he doesn't say anything parallel to that, he doesn't mention the Tal, he has to daven again. Zamadu Mikan, Shatfila Zot, Miuchedet, has a special ma'amad, a special din. The Haskava and the She'ela are obligations that you have to mention Mashiv Ruach, you have to say the same Tal Matar L'Bracha. If you didn't do it, you have to daven again. That's the din. So it could be that that's what the Gemara Shaila is. Minalan de betfila. In other words, how do we know that this is nitkan betfila? Amaita siba. Shadavar is in nitkan betfila be'etzem. And therefore, if you missed it in tfila, you have to daven again. That's the Gemara Shaila. I'd like to understand the Iker Inyan of Kishamim. What's special about this tefillah? And also the Pasha Mashmos of the Gemara, that this tefillah is not part of the Seder HaTefillah. There has to be a special reason to put it in the Seder HaTefillah. So the Gemara asks, Mi'alanda b'tefillah. You need a special pasuk to be Megala, that it's part of tefillah, Lavto b'chol avachem, and it's Sati b'teretzachem b'yitoy. But it's not part of this general Seder HaTefillah. Furash b'divrei Chazal shehagshamim einam yordim ela kishemetpalalim aleihem. It's mefurash in Chazal that rain only falls when you daven. There'd be nobody to daven. There'd be no rain. Rashi on the pasuk, "Rosiach asad etem yabaret v'chol yisav asad etem yitzmach kilo amtir Hashem elokim al ha'aretz." Vodem ayin labod es hadama, Rashi says, kilo himtir matam lo himtir, why didn't God bring rain? Because the odem ayin labod es hadama. Because man hasn't served the earth. Ve'ein makir b'torotam shel hagshamim. And he doesn't recognize the benefit of the rain. When man comes and he knows the world needs them, he daven, and then it rained. Why wasn't there rain? Because man didn't ask. In other words, the vegetation started to grow and was in the Pesach HaKarka, but didn't go out into the world. In order that it should be revealed, We need the sinyan of tefillah, that it should rain. There's no rain yet. כדי שיתגלה אותו כוח צמיחה, כדי שהדבר יתגלה פה בפועל בעולם הזה, הנה תפילה, והתפילה סתם מסגלה. ותרד די אצל זוותו יצא ארץ, הם לא יעצו, אלא הם עמדו על פתח הקרקע עד יום השישי. ולמה משום שלא המתיר השם, God didn't bring rain. And why didn't Hashem bring rain? Because אדם עין מעבוד את האדמה. לא היה אדם לעבוד את האדמה ולבקש על הגשמים. משום שלא היה בכלל מי שיכיר בטובתם של הגשמים ולבקש עליהם. הגשמים פשוט אינם. There's nobody to recognize the value of rain, there's not going to be rain. That's the nature of rain, we need man to ask for it. The Gemara in Tainis, Zayin Amar Aleph, Zayin Amar Beis, the tremendous haflogus, the tremendous thing said about rain, hard to understand. God Yom HaGshamim Tchiyas HaMesim, Tchiyas HaMesim is for the Tzaddikim, Gshamim is for everybody, Tzaddikim Rishayim. God Yom HaGshamim, so not only is it greater than Tchiyas HaMesim, it's greater, it's like the day that the Torah was given. Ya'arav Komatar L'Kchiyen L'Kachel HaTorah K'lach Tov Nesati L'Chem. Rabbi says it's greater than the day, right, because it's so rain is compared to Torah. Rabbi says it's greater than the day the Torah was given. Ya'arav Komatar L'Kchiyen, it's going to rain like Torah. Katam Nitla V'Gadol. In other words, it's going to rain, my lekach is going to be like rain. Yeah, Rov Kamatar, Likhi. In other words, the Torah is compared to rain. But rain is the Ikkar, rain is greater. So it's Gadol mi Torah. Seven things written in the Gemara, Flagas no Ros. What does it mean? Rain is so, what's so great about rain? At Kedekach, greater than Torah. Greater than Tchias HaMesim. We used to rain, but do we really know what rain is? Rain for us, excuse me, is a pain in the neck. Gets us all wet, and it's just uncomfortable. All that rain falling on your head, and this traffic, a lot of honking horns. I have this image in my mind of Midtown Manhattan traffic, midday. It's raining, and it's dark, and people's front lights are on, and it's a big balagan. Everyone just is on the street, and they have their umbrellas, and they're running as fast as they can to get out of the rain. It's a pain. And here we have in the Gemara a complete sugya, a whole daf in the Gemara, shemedaber al niskavut ha'inyan shel geshem. Mashu niskav v'nora me'ot, ze legamrei me'ever la'asaga shelanu. Tchiyas HaMesim, more than Tchiyas HaMesim. Ke Matan Torah, more than Matan Torah. Maze kol ha'inyan hazeh. Rambam, Sefer HaMoreh, Chelek Bet, Perek Yud Bet. Osek ba'ofen, shebo kevi'chol HaKadosh Baruch Hu po'el ba'olam. Rambam talks about how God acts in the world. And there he writes that since we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't physical, that's Mechayev, that the way God acts is not the Tzuras HaPu'ul of Geshem B'Geshem. Double Gashmi B'double Gashmi. Often SheGeshem Pu'el Al Geshem U'Rak Al Yidei Zem Maga Often SheHu Shel Maga. Physical impacts something else physical if there's some type of contact between the two. So it can even be from afar, but there has to be some type of contact. Maga galui or maga samui bofanim shel kshamim yoter adinim. Avos tzura shel maga. There has to be some type of contact. But it's not like that when we're dealing with davar nivdal. So כלומר מציאות לא גשמית, שדבר כזה פועל בגשם, במציאות הגשמית, it's a different type of פעולה. When something non-gashmi is pull on something gashmi. הוא ממשיך הרמב״ם, כותב, ויכונה לעולם פועל הנבדל בשפע על צד הידמות, ואין המים אשר ישפיע מכל צד, ואין לו צד מיוחד, שימשיך ממנו ימשיך לזולתו. אבל מכולו נובע, וכל צדדים ירווה הקרובים אליו, הרחוקים ממנו תמיד. Ramam says that the existence of actions of purely incorporeal beings in every case of change that does not originate in the mere combination of elements is now firmly established. These actions do not depend on impact or on a certain distance. They are termed influence, shefa, on account of their similarity to a water spring. This is from the Targum of the Magen Avuchin. The latter sends forth water in all directions, has no peculiar side for receiving or spending its contents. It springs forth on all sides and continually waters both neighboring and distant places. In a similar manner, incorporeal beings, in receiving power and imparting it to others, are not limited to a particular side, distance, or time. They act continually, and whenever an object is sufficiently prepared, it receives the effect of that continuous action called Shefa, Hashem being incorporeal and everything being the work of Him as the efficient cause. This is again from the Moira. We say that the universe has been created by the divine influence, by this Shefa of Hashem, and that all changes in the universe emanate from Him, in the same sense that we say that He caused wisdom to emanate from Him and to come upon the prophets. In all such cases, we merely wish to express that an incorporeal being whose action we call Shefa has produced a certain effect. The term Shefa has been considered applicable to the Creator on account of the similarity between His actions and those of a spring. There is no better way of describing the action of an incorporeal being than by this analogy. No term can be found that would accurately describe it, for it is as difficult to form an idea of that action as to form an idea of the incorporeal being itself. As we imagine only bodies or forces residing in bodies, so we can only imagine actions possible when the agent is near at a certain distance and on a particular side. There are therefore persons who, on learning that Hashem is incorporeal, that He doesn't approach the action of His, the object of His action, believe that He gives commands to angels, and that the latter carry them out by approach or direct contact, as in the case when we produce something. These persons thus imagine also the angels as bodies. Some of them further believe that Hashem commands an action in words consisting like ours of letters and sound, and that thereby the action is done. All this is the work of the dimion of imagination, which is in fact identical with the Yetzer Hara, with the evil inclination. For all our defects in speech or in character are either direct or indirect work of dimion of imagination. This is not the subject of the present perek, in which we only intended to explain the term Shefa insofar as it applied to incorporeal beings, namely to Hashem and to the intelligence or angels. But the term is also applied to the forces of the spheres and their effects upon the earth, and we speak of the influence of the spheres, although the spheres are corporeal, and the stars, being corporeal, only act at certain distances, i.e. at a smaller or greater distance from the center or a definite distance from each other, a circumstance which led to astrology. As to our assertion that the Pasuk applies the notion of Shefa to Hashem, Hu Amro also Azvi Mukor Maim Chaim, Zonolomer Shefa Achaim, they have forsaken me the fountain of living waters. I, the divine influence that gives life or existence, for the two are undoubtedly identical. Further, it says in the Pasuk, for with you is the fountain of life, I the divine influence that gives existence. Or By your light, we see light express exactly what we said, namely that by the influence of the intellect which emanates from Hashem, we become wise. By it, we are guided and enabled to comprehend the active intellect. The Havineu, understand this. Ad kan, mitvorev ha'amukim shel ha'rambam. Stomeret, when the Nivdal Hashem is Paul in this world, it's called Shefa. When he acts on us, it's called Shefa. The Olam isn't Nivdal, the Olam is Gashmi. And when the Nivdal, what's separate from the world, is Paul of Geshem, the name of this Pu'ula is Shefa. And that's like Mayim that works in the same way, that it just flows. And wherever it goes, it goes. Perush HaMila Shefa. It's a davar shechal milchatchila al neviyah shel ma'ayan. That's called a shefa. The flow of a spring. It's mashpia klapei chutz. How this works, we don't know. But there's a koach like that. With this koach, with this shame that's called shefa, that's how the Rambam explains the pulas hanivdal ba'olam. The whole Bria, the Rambam explains, everything that exists, everything is the act of Hashem, who is incorporeal, without a body. And He is the reason for everything that exists, the prime mover. In other words, the world is mischadesh from the Shefa of the Borei, who is Mashpia, anything that's mischadesh in the Bria. Like the Rambam writes, כמו שנבר נאמר, שהעולם נתחדש משפע הבורא, הוא המשפיע על כל מה שיתחדש. In other words, the impact of Hashem on the world is called שפע. The Rambam concludes, as we read, Osi Azvo Mekor Mayim Chaim. In other words, Shefa Chaim, the Metzius, is endless life, a flow of life. That's why God is called Makor Mayim Chaim. Ki imcha makol chaim, z'merit Shefa Metziut. Be'orcha nireh or. In your light, with your seichel, we have seichel. Yosh Baruch Hu calls himself Makor Mayim Chaim. Ki imcha makol chaim. The source of life, of the living waters. Makol is Shefa. Makol Chaim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kaviyachol the Shefa HaMetzius, what flows to all of reality. So we learn that there's a special inyan in the Bria, and this Bria that was created was to teach us this inyan. What is this Bria that was created to teach us the inyan? Mayim. In Mayim, we find the inyan of Shefa. In other words, what the Rambam is telling us is that you want to understand how Hashem's Shefa works? Look at Mayim. So, Mitzvah Hashem, in the next year, we will continue explaining this Shefa of Mayim and how Hashem relates to the Bria. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. We know that we shall continue.